Only three representatives, Nielsen, Oda, and Ivory, voted against House Resolution 9001 to begin an investigation of the Attorney General. Representative Ken Ivory said the process was moving too fast.
In grave matters of constitutional moment that we've not considered in 117 years in the history of our state, speed is not more important than accuracy. We have gone about a process, to call it that, that doesn't honor the process that we do as a deliberative body. We've received a resolution over the weekend. We've had minimal discussion.
However, the majority of the body, including the leadership, felt that something had to be done. House Speaker Becky Lockhart.
What is it that we're concerned about? Well, obviously, we're hearing from our constituents. We're hearing from the people who we are their representatives that these are serious allegations. And our duty is to make sure that the public trust is maintained. And when we believe that there is damage to the public trust, then it is our responsibility to investigate and then potentially to move forward in a constitutional manner.
The discussion throughout the day primarily centered around the scope of the investigation and the composition of the committee. Representative Jacob Andrake was opposed to an amendment that would have limited the investigation to the period of time after John Swallow became Attorney General.
Have you contemplated that there may have been actions and or conduct that was done in a person's life prior to them actually holding office that may make it that subsequently they would be unfit for office?
The resolution with final amendments limited the scope to the period that Swallow was Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General, or a candidate for office. That means reported trips to a California resort paid for by businessman Mark Jensen would be off limits. However, the 9-member committee will be able to expand the scope of the investigation by a simple majority vote. An amendment sponsored by Representative Kay McKiff that would require a supermajority of 2/3 was voted down. Representative Earl Tanner explains why he was against this amendment.
I rise to speak against the proposed amendment by our representative from Richfield. The reason is that my concern is greater that we not restrict the inquiry made by this committee than that we somehow get into things that have no business being there. The examples given of what he did in the fourth grade or whether he jaywalked, frankly, I don't think any of us believe we're going to be the subject of an investigation by members of this House.
The other major point of debate was about the composition of the committee. Democratic Representative Brian King wanted the committee to be 8 members split evenly between Democrats and Republicans, similar to the makeup of the House Ethics Committee.
The only way I know of guaranteeing that whatever report or recommendations are made by the investigative committee to this body do rise above partisan or political considerations is to make sure that the majority has to consist of members of both parties.
A substitute resolution sponsored by King was voted down. In the end, the resolution requires a 9-member committee, but the composition of the committee was left up to the sole discretion of Speaker Lockhart. That means she can decide that the membership will be 5 Republicans and 4 Democrats, 7 Republicans and 2 Democrats, or even 9 Republicans. Lockhart says she will make her decision about committee members by July 17th. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.